This episode was brought to you by Nyx. Shop online at nyx.ca and use code REBEL10 for 10% off your order.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Rebel Mama Hotline.
Hi, babe.
Hi. Thank you all for continuing to tune in. We are loving this podcasting gig, and we love that you love it too.
We really are. We're having so much fun and learning so much from the brilliant guests we've had on here. But today, we're bringing it back to basics with just us, our community, and their burning questions.
Oh, yes. The response to the intro episode, where we took questions from the audience, was so awesome that we're doing it again.
Yes, we are. And the bottom line is that we love hearing from you guys, so please take us seriously when we say reach out. If you've got something to say, if you have an episode idea, or if you have questions you'd like us to speak to, just send us an email at info@therebelmama.com or send us a DM on Instagram @therebelmama.
Yes. It
goes down in the DMs.
We've got some really good topics to cover today, but before we jump into that, let's take a short break for a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Nyx. Nyx is a pioneer in the leak-proof underwear category. They've set out to create garments that transform how you feel, whether it's their lightweight anti-chafing shorts, wireless bras that are sexy and supportive, or overnight period protection. They now offer a variety of products, both leak-proof and not.
In addition to their signature leak-proof underwear, they offer leak-proof pads, leak-proof swim options, leak-proof active, and leak-proof maternity options.
Shop Nyx online at nyx.ca, and don't forget to use code REBEL10 at checkout for 10% off.
And we're back. So, are we going to get into it
today? Let's get into it. Let's not mess around and we'll just get straight to the goods.
Yes.
The first question submitted through our IG DMs,
of course,
relates to our intro episode. And it is, drop the adult toy faves list already.
I told you, it goes down in the DMs. Yeah, funny enough, I don't actually use toys myself. So the hilarious piece here is that I got so many birthday presents of that sort. And we talked about that last time. I try to use them. I tried very hard that night and the next day. And it was great and everything. But I personally just like the basics. I don't like introducing foreign objects and toys into my life. I do a very good job with my body.
With what you got?
Yeah. But having said that, there are some products out there that can aid in a way better experience for people. And I mean, in this time, in this day and age, they've just come up with the most incredible stuff. I do have a little voice note from our dear friend, Carmen. Shout out to Tight Clinic, because that's like our, they're keeping it tight over there on the face and the body, not. Anyways, so Carmen sent me this message along because she's the one that brought in a lot of these gifts to me. And here's what she has to say about all the wonderful products that she's tried herself and what she thinks of them.
So speaking of sex toys or sexual enhancement devices, as someone classier might call them, I love a brand called Dame. My favorite toy from them is called Air. It's spelled A-E-R, and it just literally sucks onto your clit, and it's just sucking it and doing all the things, and like you will be done in 30 seconds and you can go over and over and over again. Dame was founded by two women. It's actually the first female-founded sex brand company ever. One of them was a scientist at MIT. One of them is a sex specialist, like sex educator. And they came together and created all of these beautiful things. The second best one is called Kip, and it's like a tiny little yellow thing. It sits perfectly on your clit. And again, you'll be done in 20 seconds, but you'll keep going forever. It is the best.
I also have a quick list of toys that you can check out that are the best on the market because I've done a little bit of research for you all.
This is an extensive list. I'm looking at notes right now and like, damn. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, Dame is one of the top brands right now, which is what Carmen was talking about as well. So there is the Dame Fin, which she got me, and it's a versatile finger vibrator adding stimulation to your intimate touch. So you kind of like wrap it on your one or two fingers and use it as you're already pleasuring yourself, and it just kind of intensifies that.
That's cool.
They also have another product that she also gave me, which is the Eva 2, and it's a hands-free clitoral vibrator that delivers consistent stimulation during penetration. So have both, best of both worlds. The Magic Wand, which is a best-selling massager and vibrator for over 30 years.
Oh, that's the one that's not technically a vibrator, but everyone's like, yeah, it's a vibrator.
Well, because it kind of looks like a dick, but it's...
And that's what everyone's always used it for. They're like, I swear it's a massager. Everyone's like, okay.
It says massager slash vibrator on Amazon. So I don't know. Ooh. But I mean, I looked through some of those reviews and comments too. I mean, I got to say this, that's probably the best thing is reading people's reviews on sex toys. It's like another one is the Satisfier. So the Satisfier Pro 2 Air Pulse Clitoris Stimulator.
Damn.
So it's non-contact clitoral sucking, pressure wave technology, and G-spot stimulation.
Wow. So,
a lot going on.
That is a lot going on.
The Lilo Dot, which New York Times included in their best list too for 2023. I read their list, a good list. It's a pinpoint clitoral stimulator. So it's very specific and it has all these new features and technology that you can experience multiple orgasms easily and more importantly, repeatedly. Mm-hmm, and always there's the dick mold. So
we need to be like,
I stand behind
by
this
the dick mold
though, because for those people out there that appreciate and love a specific dick in their lives and want
or like
to.
A long distance. This is really cute for a long
great
distance
for a long distance. Such a great and thoughtful gift for the men
thoughtful.
That are listening out there. No, seriously, it's like, yeah, if you're not seeing each other often or whatever, like how amazing is it to send someone like literally a dick in a
box. So generous.
So anyways, I mean, I'm sure there is some dicks better worth molding than others, but who's
to
say?
For sure there are. Okay, shall we move on to question two? Are you guys satisfied with our list of
I think
sex
it's
toys?
Pretty good.
I think it's good. Let us know how it goes. Feel free to.
I would love to hear what people out there think, what they're using, what helps them get off.
I would too. Maybe that'll just be like a constant theme.
Their
for
designs
us.
Are so nice too now. They're so evolved, these toys.
Well,
like
and
it.
One thing to look for is like organic materials.
Yeah.
Like clean materials if you're putting something like inside your body.
And that's getting better too. Everything's like softer, nicer. The quality's better.
Yeah.
Like it's not your vibrators from the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. So let us know if you guys have more recommendations for that because clearly we're all yours.
Yeah, clearly we can't move past this topic.
As much as we may try, keeps pulling us back. Okay. Switching gears from sex to fashion.
Mm.
Question number two is, post-pandemic life is messing with my style ID. New mama followed by a pandemic. Help. What are we wearing these days?
Pandemic wreaked havoc, eh?
I know. The pandemic did change my style in that I really have a hard time moving away from stuff that's comfortable.
Yeah.
But I have found a way to like make that work with elevated basics, which I always recommend to people. Like stick with your natural fibers, cotton, merino wool, cashmere in basic colors that are like interchangeable and you can't really go wrong. We're big denim fans.
Yeah, huge.
I like a little stretch in my denim now. I was a real non-stretch denim gal.
Me too.
Pre-pandemic. And I still do like how it looks. I hate the way it feels when I'm sitting
in it. Well, it's comfort is king. I think that's, like you said, that's what the pandemic taught us. And like, we know we haven't busted out those stilettos really as much anymore.
No.
And even just playing every outfit down with sneakers and I don't know. That's what the kids these days are doing too.
I
love that too.
For everybody.
I know. We were driving past King Street on like a weekend one time, and like people were outside and like sneakers going out. And I'm like, what? I killed my feet when I used to go out. And it's like,
we didn't even know it was an option. Like it wasn't even an option. Yeah. The
dress codes were real.
Yeah. They wanted you to dress like business casual.
Like dress shoes,
blazers and dress shoes for men and like high heels for women. So I'm happy that we're evolving in that way.
Should we go through any brands that we like for denim?
Yeah, we can.
I mean, we just did an event with Mother Denim and we have some great jeans from them, and I have the ones that are super soft and very comfortable. So there's a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah. They have a good amount of stretch in their jeans that makes sitting reasonable.
Yes.
You know, like they're really comfortable. I'm actually wearing mine right now and I'm sitting and I'm just fine.
Yes.
Don't worry about me. I'm okay.
Your Levi's, and they're affordable. I love Zara jeans straight up, and we're not huge into fast fashion, but I don't mind throwing it into my wardrobe. And there's so many other things that I put with it, only because for the price and for the style.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really go wrong.
It's great for if you're experimenting. If you're like, I really want to try out flares. Like, you know, you throw $60 at that. Right. You feel it out. You're like, it's not for me. You haven't just spent, you know, $300. Exactly. Because unfortunately, high-end jeans do cost like $300.
I mean, their quality is better and they're going to last you longer. Better. You have to take care of them, though.
I have found, I will say, some really good high-end jeans at Marshall's in their like designer rack. Mm-hmm. For like $150. So I have snapped up Mother Denim there. I've snapped up Citizens there. Yeah. Also love Citizens. Yeah,
and A Goldie. That's how you say it, right?
Yeah. But that's like a Citizens subsidiary company. Yeah. It's a little bit more approachable from a price point standpoint.
You can go to places like VSP too, like consignment stores, even vintage stores, like those vintage Levi's you got. Yes. Like there's so many goodies out there.
Yeah.
Again, we can't move past denim. Okay, so
now we also can't move past denim. But again, with the practicality of it, like I won't be cold anymore. So like investing in really good winter gear. If you are Canadian, like get yourself a really good coat. Invest in good winter accessories instead of buying like $420 hats. Buy one beautiful cashmere hat that like,
and it's gonna make you feel better and it's gonna elevate your look
totally.
And like, I mean, it's sad to say, but that's your outfit in the winter, your parka and your hat and your
little gloves and little boots, like,
and
you
those
can get cute
combat
with that.
Pants that you got me were the best thing ever, because that's a huge thing for me. It's like my legs are cold.
Yeah,
like what are you gonna do, wear snow pants?
Yeah,
so Nikita got me these awesome vintage
Canadian military
the pants, and they're so warm and
so good.
Flannel? No, what are they?
Fleece. They're amazing. But yeah, just like take care of yourself, like buy things that feel like you're loving yourself a little bit, you know?
And you have some essentials here too.
Oh yes.
Your structured blazer, leather coat, trench, denim, cotton tees, cashmere sweater, sneakers. And your loafers are a good fall addition for something.
Yeah. Loafers are on trend right now.
Yeah.
Like if you really want to add something to your wardrobe that feels a little bit trendy, loafers are a great way to do it. A lug sole is great. It's comfortable. Yeah. It's practical for winter. You can throw a shearling insole in there and it can last you a little bit longer into the season. But yeah, I mean, it's still comfortable.
Comfort is key.
Yeah. Yeah.
For moms especially too. And we've written about it in our book too. So we have a style section in the Rebel Mama's Handbook for Cool Moms. So if you guys want to check that out, it's there.
And that's like 8-year-old advice.
But it still stands true.
Stands the test of time.
It's timeless advice, though.
Yeah. We don't know much about many things, but you can trust us on style stuff, I think.
Dicks and fashion.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Question number 3. Are one and done families becoming more common?
Probably.
Any advice to those still deciding?
I mean, I don't know if they're becoming more common, but I want to say probably because of costs and like just the realities of how busy people are and that they're having kids later in their lives. And there is probably some truth to that. I'm one and done. Nikita has 2. both surprises.
Exactly.
But I knew I wanted to be one and done from the get-go because I know that's what I can handle.
Yeah.
And I know I need that peacefulness in my life. And, you know, there's pros and cons to that. I had to socialize my kid in a different way. I had to make sure the neighborhood I was living in and the activities were there and the friends were there and the community kind of like steps in as his siblings,
yeah,
like his playmates, boy crew is like, those are his band of brothers.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit working harder at that when they're little, because you can't just put them in front of each other to play. You have to plan those play dates and make a bigger effort, but I still love it. Like it's,
how is it going as he's getting older? Our kids are 9 now.
Yeah. And I mean, so he's fine. He's got his buddies. It's the community that saves us every time.
Yeah.
He just runs up, meets them on the soccer field, and he's happy and he feels socialized. He doesn't feel alone. If we were isolated and maybe living in a small town out of the city, it might be a different story.
Yeah.
Then I'd probably birth another human being so he can have
just
a
for
friend.
Playmate purposes. Yeah, I mean, that's also a crapshoot too. Like, I know siblings that don't like each other.
Yes. Yeah, you don't know what you're getting.
It's not a guarantee that your kids are going to get along.
That's why you have family you choose.
Yeah. I do find the age spread makes a huge difference. We just had Stacey Green on the podcast a few weeks ago, and she was like, do not recommend having kids a solid 10 years apart.
Yeah.
Because you got a toddler and like prepubescent teenager at the same time.
There.
Like, and that is so hardcore.
The older one would take care of the younger one. But I think at that point, she's like, no,
of course not.
This is your problem, mom.
Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, there's tons of pros and cons to each. You caught me on a day my kids drove me crazy this morning.
I was going
to
say, like,
just stick with the one, babe.
You don't know if they're going to be, that's the thing. They're not always playing and having a great time. They're scrapping.
But scrapping is playing to them. Like, also, yes, just understand that in your core when you're going to have two kids. Yeah. Like, that's how they play. It's loud. It's tough.
Yeah,
it's
hard. I can't handle that.
That's also, I only have the standpoint of two boys, too. Like, yeah. I'm sure if you asked my parents who had two girls with the same age difference as me and my kids, 2 years exactly, they'd be like, it's amazing. They like sit down and color together and they're
bracelets.
Both into Barbie. Exactly. They're making fucking friendship bracelets for each other. It's the best. But, you know, I have two little boys who are 7 and 9. And it's, I think, what people need to really ask themselves when they're looking to have either one kid or if they're looking to extend their family. It's like, don't ask yourself whether or not you want to have a baby. Like, we all want to have a baby.
Yeah.
Babies are so cute. And they're so, like, ask yourself if you want another human being in your home forever.
Forever, yeah. Like, I was going to say for a long time, but actually forever.
It's forever. Yeah. Like, that's another personality. It's another, you know, set of interests. It's just a whole other person you're adding to the household. It's not a baby.
At different ages, they're going through different things. So it's much different having even two girls or two boys or whatever, boy and girl. Like, if they're 7 and 9 and they're playing and they're great. But what happens when they're teenagers and the periods and the hormones start coming into play, or what happens later on? So, I mean, the dynamics, they're all different depending on the stage too. Like,
and the people.
Yeah. Like, my sister annoyed the shit out of me. I'm 2.5 years older than her when we were young. Cause I was like, oh my God, she's up my ass copying
of
everything.
Course.
I was
You're
doing.
The cool big sister.
Yeah, I hated it. But then later on in our like 20s and 30s, we kind of became friends, and we really became friends after she became a mom and we're both moms. And now we're on a whole other journey of sisterhood. Right.
Well, and that's the pro of the siblings. Like, the true pro of the sibling is that you do have them forever.
Yes.
Like, they're the only person that understands the entire context of your life. No, but then when shit hits the fan, like, you know, we thought about it in terms of like, you know, when we die.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They have each other to go through that with.
Yeah.
Like, they both have known us their whole lives.
Yeah.
So they'll understand what that loss means to each other in
That's
a way
true.
That somebody else couldn't
Damn,
understand.
Girl, can I borrow someone for my dad? Hang out with Oscar.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the financial side of it is brutal.
Well, yeah. And now you have two kids in hockey.
Right.
Like, things like that alone.
Exactly.
So not even the clothes and the food, just like the extra.
The food, it does make a huge difference. Throw another one in the mix and it's definitely, you can
feel
it.
Wait till they're like 20.
I know.
They're gonna eat
Wait
you
till
out
they're
of the
teenagers.
House.
That's the thing. Anyway, life is something that like happens to you mm-hmm. and you just kind of have to deal with what you're served.
Yeah.
So, and these kind of decisions you kind of just have to make. If you cannot intellectual, I could have talked myself out of having even one kid. I would have been just fine
yeah.
being a childless person my whole life. I know that in my soul.
Yeah, me too.
So this is just the path for me. I had a kid.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. I had another kid.
But I think like we're both like that. We sort of, you know, we became pregnant. We're like, okay, we embraced it and this is our life. And that's kind of how we think about everything. We lean into the things that happen. We go with the flow, yeah. whatever it is. We don't try to force it or fight it. But there are people out there that are just like, I need one, two, three. And or like they want to hit a specific mark or like they had two boys and they want a girl.
Right.
It's always funny because then you get like two like male twins or something.
I know a family that like happened karma. Too. They have five boys now. Oh my God. Like all under the age of 10 too, which is chaos. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like if you are really on the fence, I would like meditate about it. I would do anything to not totally intellectualize this question, because you can talk yourself into or out of anything. It's like it just comes down to your gut.
It is about your gut feeling at the end of the day, your instincts and how you truly feel about it. And you're obviously your partner has to be on board. Yeah.
And if you just leave yourself open to it and whatever happens, happens, then you've made your decision and you just deal with it as it comes. That's what life is all about. We make plans and then life really just happens to us.
Or you stick an IUD far up your...
Yeah, exactly.
To make sure you don't have any more like me.
Also very much that. But good luck with that decision. That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
There's no right answer.
Do what you want.
Yeah. Do whatever you want.
That's our answer. Get pregnant as many times as you like.
Yeah, exactly. And don't make anyone tell you that you have to because you don't. Okay. Question number 4. Is this our last question?
Yes.
Do you want to pose it? I posed all the questions. Go ahead.
Curious about how much screen time you allow your kids and what the rules are around it. So yeah, this is a big one for people, especially these days. And it's different through the ages. It's different at different stages of their lives. I think it's about a balance. I don't think no screen time. I don't even think is realistic these days. And it shouldn't be, because these kids were born into a world of technology. We were the last generation that remembers a childhood sans the internet.
Yeah.
Babies, no.
Yeah, no.
Babies don't really need screens. There's enough to do.
The caveat being, unless that baby has an older sibling, in which case all bets are fucking off.
So what happens in that case?
They just do. They just get in there. And if fucking Cocomelon's on the TV, they're watching Cocomelon.
Well, and it's also not the worst thing. Like, I mean, unless they're watching hours and hours and they're damaging their... I mean, I'm sure there's science and that can back it up. And you shouldn't be allowing babies to just sit there in front of a screen. But if they catch something...
If you've got a toddler and that's what's on...
Well, you have to help yourself.
The baby's in the room. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have a toddler scream at the top of their lungs all day long.
So here you go, toddlers. The best thing we think for toddlers would be educational.
Yeah, there's some good apps.
Yeah, there's a ton of great apps that can teach them like alphabet and sing-along songs and things like that. Not too bright or loud or stimulating. Mostly for the sake of ourselves, not our children.
Yeah, exactly. That's for us.
I hate that shit.
When but like Bluey is nice. It's like a chill vibe. I used to love Max and Ruby.
Yeah. What did Oscar used to like? Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it's funny because then the toddlers become
British.
Weirdly like, yeah, super polite with British accents. You're like, what is happening?
Hey, there's benefits everywhere.
Okay? Yeah.
Preschool.
Educational apps, classic cartoons intro.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so many great, even just with Netflix and Disney and things like that, the fact that your kids don't have to watch commercials and get into that and they can just watch their Disney shows and movies is great.
Yeah, I loved getting into that. We spent the pandemic doing that a lot. It was like, and now I'm going to introduce you to the Lion King.
Yeah.
And next week it's going to be something. And then you realize that some of your favorites.
And then the classics
like,
too. Like Oscar really loves Space Jam, the original with Michael Jordan, not the new one.
Because
he's like, oh, the new one with LeBron is like, sorry, LeBron. I know we have a longstanding relationship. Elementary school. Yeah, so this is what our kids are at now. Video games, family movies, retro TV, time on their iPads with parental controls. So I have my rule right now is an hour during the week. So it could be like usually Oscar will do like a half hour after school and then go back out on the field, go outside, come back, do half hour on his iPad before dinner and he's done. And then he gets more time on the weekend, depending on what we're doing. But as long as there's a balance and I feel like he's going outside, he's playing sports, he's spending time with friends, he can have conversations, he's not cooped up in the basement on his iPad, then I'm good. If he's reading, coloring, doing other things, I'm happy. I will say YouTube is fucking annoying.
Oh yeah, and TikTok, there's no YouTube in my house.
I hate that stuff so much when gamers are talking about things or what they're doing and I can't handle it. So I tell Oscar to turn that shit off all the time. He has to show me what he's watching and I have to agree. So now it's just usually soccer. YouTube, like the stuff on YouTube for soccer, I'm fine with because it's just like plays and they show stuff like that. It's fine.
But, yeah. My younger one likes to watch like either really old hockey games, like when Gretzky was playing, or he'll watch plays and stuff like that too. But I just took the YouTube off because I don't know what the commercials are. And I've seen enough that I'm like, this is not appropriate. Like the shows are fine. The commercials are fucked.
Yeah.
So we don't do that anymore. I tried to set controls on their iPads.
By try, what do you mean?
Okay. I really truly did try. Okay. I went to the settings. I went to the screen time. It's really the games that annoy me, like the Roblox and whatever else soccer Minecraft. Superstar bullshit that they play. And so I'm like, I don't mind if they're like, if they want some quiet time away from each other and away from us and they want to go in their rooms and watch something on Disney Plus or whatever, I'm fine with that. Like if you want to watch a 2.5 hour long movie,
because you know,
knock yourself
what you're
out.
Getting.
I know what they're getting.
And it's safe.
And it's safe. Exactly. But now these games that are just so random, I'm like, no. So I tried to put controls on. I said they can have an hour a day.
Oh, we're on the same. We are. Shocking to no one.
Except my younger son, who is a character and like kind of the best. He comes up to me and he's like, I just want you to know that when my game time is up, I can just hit extend.
And I was like, threatening you with controls?
No, he was just telling me that my attempt to control his
situation. FYI, he's such a badass, Rocco.
And I'm not keeping track. Like I'm expecting it to just be like, you can't play games anymore. Boom. And then they're on to something else. No, apparently they'd been playing just hours of games.
Interesting too, though, like for the parental controls to be there, there shouldn't be an option to extend. But of course, I mean, those companies want to have those things in place because they want to make us happy. But at the same time, they want to do what they're going to do. So they're going to put that little extend button in there and keep them on there as long as they can.
Yeah. And what are you going to do? Have it enter the passcode? They know the passcode.
Oh my God. My kid used to open my phone with his face because we looked so much alike. And I was like, this needs to stop.
Face ID. Yeah, that works. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we just have to like, what's scaring me is the next phase of like the social media stuff and them wanting phones and stuff. I'm going to hold back on that stuff for as long as I possibly can. There's that Wait Till the 8th account that we follow. And it's like a advocacy, I don't know, probably like an NGO. And their whole thing is encouraging parents to wait until the 8th grade to let their kids have phones. And then even when they do, they should just, you know, in an ideal world, they have a phone that doesn't have social media on it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's really what's...
It's the social media, because I know some kids that are younger that have phones because they walk from school by themselves because their parents text them and call them and they have to text them back to tell them where they are and what they're doing. And that's fine. But they have all the other stuff wiped out, like no internet. No.
Right. Exactly. You don't want them browsing the internet.
Yeah. I mean, kids are pretty smart these days. They get around things, but
I think a flip phone is fine. Do you want a little pager?
Your poor children. They'd be like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
They're fine. It's vintage. Okay.
The social media scares me. I would love to hear from people that are dealing with that with their kids about how they're handling social media. At such an age where you're so easily influenced and you have such a young mind, And, you know, those things can be detrimental. And there's online bullying and on all this kind of stuff. You can really tear people down on the internet and through social media. So it's kind of scary out there.
And it's just like a time waster. Like I really, you know, scrolling. I wasn't totally sure about the sports thing. Like my partner is really into sports and he played a lot growing up and it was really important for him to put the kids into sports. And I was kind of like, okay, whatever. Miss never done an extracurricular in her entire life. And now I'm like, yeah, they should be playing sports four days a week because at least they're occupied and they're socializing in real life with people and they're getting that interaction. Like this whole kids just having their phones and not knowing how to interact in person thing freaks me right out.
Well, I think it's also the behavior you model at home as an adult and as a parent too. Like we know that kids learn from seeing, not just from being told. So I think it's really important to also show that we're putting our phones down. If we're watching a basketball game or we're eating dinner or whatever in my house, anyways, we make sure our phones are gone, like off the table, because it is really distracting, not even social media, but we're getting text messages all the time, emails, like you're so quick to check. And you're kind of what you're telling them is this is my priority. So I saw something on Instagram that was like, when your kid starts talking to you, even if you're on your phone and even if you're busy and you're in the middle of sending a text or whatever, look up and look into their eyes and say, I just have to finish something. And I'll be right with you. And then put your phone down and talk to them. Because when you keep looking at your phone and saying, yeah, like I'm almost done, I'll talk to you soon, you're still telling them this little box is my priority. Yeah. And then you're teaching them what's important. So I like, because we're on our phone so much, like I'm on my phone a lot too. Like I can't help it. We have busy jobs. We're like on social media. We have to do things. It doesn't end at 5 p.m. But I'm trying to make a more conscious effort to show him and model it so that he doesn't think it's the most important thing in the world.
What if you like hide your phone in a book?
That's not the point, Nikita. Nikita's missing the point.
I have two kids, okay? They're really annoying.
No wonder you're always on your phone with me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just avoiding.
Anyway, we really got into that one.
Yeah. With the phones, I think we're all in it together. Like I think we're going to try to do some events and stuff around this.
I think we're okay because we do so many other things. We have people at our houses. We do things in person. We have a lot of friends. We spend time with them. We have dinners. Like, I mean, I'd be more afraid in a home that's very isolated out of all that. Or like, I don't know, maybe like the family doesn't come together as much or something and the kids are left on their own too long.
Yeah.
Then that's a little bit different.
Yeah. They're just extending the parental controls.
That's their only friend at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you got to avoid. Socialize them babies.
That's the social media, but then also I get scared of what they're watching. Like, at what point are they going to hit porn?
That's my biggest fear.
That's
my biggest fear is that they just type in like the wrong thing and then one video leads to the next and they're watching porn. Terror. Okay, well, I guess on that note...
God.
This was fun.
This was fun. We started with vibrators and we ended with porn.
Yeah, it's come full circle.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the show. We love you so much.
Yeah, we do love you so much.
Yeah, if you're loving the question and answer format of these episodes and you want to chime into the conversation, email us your questions or your commentary to info@therebelmama.com, or once again, find us on Instagram @therebelmama and shoot us a DM.
Yeah, and we're down to talk about anything.
Yeah.
So we'll answer all your questions unfiltered. And as always, we ask that you like, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen and share it with a friend who you think would enjoy it.
Special thanks to Nyx for helping us turn this podcast dream of ours into a reality. Make sure you use code REBEL10 when you shop online at nyx.ca for 10% off. This podcast was produced by Space Monkey inside the Soda Studio. The song you're listening to is called Name and Number off the debut album Unrequited by Roshan. Stream it now on Apple Music.